This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The Frames Per Second Podcast. Welcome to the Frames Per Second episode. This is the Shogun Recap episode 8. 8, because next week is the penultimate episode, which is, you know, one of Nick's favorite words. But yeah, this is a Shogun. Gee, I just had the Abyss of Life. The Abyss of Life. Interesting title, considering the fact of what happened last week. But yeah, right now, it's just me and Spike.
Yeah. Standing out. Standing out, Ken. He hanging on.
Yeah. Ashton should be showing up at some point. I know you guys love to hear his input, but, you know, we got to get this done because we're on a time crunch. You have to stick to the schedule.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are your thoughts on this episode, Spike? Did you like it or not? What was the
It's still moving at the same pace for me. I'm still waiting. I'm hoping, what is it, Crimson Sky?
Crimson Sky.
The next one. We've been saying this the last three episodes. I'm hoping there's more action, more things that make me say, wow, or, oh, this is dope. But I'm still in the same, I feel a little bit better about it than Mike has previously displayed as he's been here, but I'm still not all the way like, okay, this is registering for me now. It's clicking. I like it. And I don't even really know why it is either. It ain't that it's terribly done or the acting's bad. It's just like, it's not interesting as it should be.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have we're discussing three body problem. We actually split that in two parts. Mm-hmm. But the producers of that, the Benioff, mm-hmm. they were on one of the official podcasts for three body problem, and they were talking about when they did Game of Thrones, they were just trying to get to the Red Wedding. So there was this key moment that they were like, we can get to the Red Wedding. We got them.
That makes sense.
And, you know, they said the first season, you know, it was kind of, it was okay. The ratings were okay. And they were just hoping to get a second season.
Yeah.
So I say all that to say that, you know, there's the comparison that people are making between this and Game of Thrones. It's unfortunate because I think it overhypes the series for exactly. A lot of people because they remember peak Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people forget, like, the parts that preceded it and how, you know, middle of the road that first season was. I remember watching the first season. I was like, I didn't remember anything.
I tell you, with Game of Thrones and what's different from this to me, I like lore. I like, what's the name of it? Hunger Games, mm-hmm. when they were talking about the different districts. Even between movies and stuff, it gave you something to do, like, look at the different districts, what do they do? And they had all this thing for it. With Game of Thrones, what kept me around with the Red Wedding, up until the Red Wedding, is hearing them reference these things and knowing that there was reference or source material, like you guys say with mm-hmm. the comics, where you can go look up House Lannister, you can look up House Stark. It's hard to do with this because I really haven't put together the who's on, well, I know who's on what side, but just the lore of it isn't as appealing as a Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That's why it's an unfair comparison.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, the characters are who they are mm-hmm. at this point.
Exactly.
So, I don't think I really had much attachment to a lot of the Game of Thrones characters, but I knew a lot of people that did. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I understood the connection with that one. So, I think this one was fine. The ending was definitely one of the key moments in here. Was definitely really intense, but we'll get to that. I think for me, opening up, I was really curious to see how Nagakado's death would impact Toranaga Sama and everybody else. They're traveling back to Edo, mm-hmm. I think, which...
To turn themselves in.
Yeah. Now, Edo actually becomes Tokyo. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, Edo will eventually become Tokyo. Yeah. I believe so. I want to make sure I heard that right. I can fact check it. But Yabushige apparently has a ranking system of deaths. I don't know if you caught that, where he said like slipping and falling on a rock.
It got to be less than boiling, but above getting eaten by dogs.
Yeah. So he's actually a funny character.
I like him. He's probably the most compelling character to me.
Yeah, because he's just trying to survive, you know, so he doesn't really care which one way or the other, as long as it serves his interest. But I was really surprised that it seemed like, and, you know, we saw signs of Taranago being sick, but he really seemed indifferent. Were you surprised by how he was?
I thought that was the whole reason, and we talked about this in the last review. I figured that the son dying would be the whole reason that he would get out of the indifference, and we would see him like take a real stand. But yeah, I was surprised, as you said. I was surprised that he was just so like, yeah, it's like whatever. And pretty much everybody was feeling that way towards him, except for the one dude. Like, his homeboy was like, nah, he stood for something. Like,
yeah, he was a rider.
I like it. I thought that part of it was dope for him to have that perspective of people out there that looked at him like that. But I do think that they just all took it just like lackadaisical. Like, oh, we don't care. Like, he was this or that and whatever it may be. Just the whole tone of everybody.
A lot less people clowned him for dying that way than I thought.
I agree with you there.
Yeah, so I was really surprised by that. I thought more people would look at that as a foolish death. Yeah, so I was really shocked by that. Mm-hmm. I did not expect that at all. And maybe that's a black people thing, you know. Yeah. Maybe that's something that we do.
We laughed, like,
bro. Like, well, right. You die falling on a rock, bro. Like, what part of the game is that? But were you surprised that Taranago didn't go to the funeral?
Yes. And I was surprised people hadn't said they hadn't seen him in days, alluding to him being sick. I thought that being that was his only son, and we seen how much that he tried to like influence him and show him like, and I guess now it makes more sense that he didn't go because he died that way. But it was surprising that he's not showing a stronger face, being that the times that they're in right now. He's coming off as like really weak, really like, I don't give a fuck, it's over for me now. Like, I done seen the light as far as, and it's, they are doing a good job on the show of people looking like, man, what's wrong with this dude?
Yeah.
Like, he ain't usually like this. He usually a brilliant mind. So that was part of it too, that added into not going to the funeral as well.
Yeah, and you know, initially I was like, well, he's sick. He's been coughing the whole time. And I'm like, you know, I was like, because somebody else actually got sick and had a stroke, and I think he eventually died. So I thought that there was some type of illness going around as well, because, you know, Blackthorne showed up. Now, he's been there for a while, but, you know, white folks.
They bring it with them, boy. So out the whole culture, he'd be the only one left.
Yeah, I thought he brought some with him, bro. So. But yeah, I was surprised by Ami. I think was really like down on his boy, like going out like that. Yeah, but like, he really showed him a lot of love. He was like, nah, bro. Like, he was really trying to do something. And his daddy, like, we looked at his Nagakado as weak, but his daddy, his daddy is going out like a sucker.
Yeah,
and people like want to believe. It's like, man, he got this plan, bro. And the longer it goes, it was like, I don't know
if he got a plan or not.
Yeah, I don't know if he got a plan. So they get more and more concerned. So so we also know that he's about to be reunited with his crew, and we'll get to that in a second. That also means he has to leave Mariko. Then we kind of go to the Ashiba, and we're back in Osaka, and what's this guy? Ashido was like, "Hey, man, your plan worked. That was a good plan. He's giving up," and she was like, "But he felt like this was the time to make his move."
Yeah.
You know,
so what's up with me and you?
Yeah. He was like, "Yo, we need to go ahead and make this thing a thing."
Yeah, you know how powerful we'll be together, baby.
Yeah. She didn't say no, and she didn't say yeah.
Nah, she just kind of left him hanging.
She didn't say yeah. What did you think about this episode?
this was the first episode where I was like, dang, I think Mike might be right. Like, this is like, dang, they still, I was expecting, but then the last episode was like the action, it really like pop off. And it was like, oh no, oh no. And it still didn't happen this episode. It's like more and more setup. So knowing it's only like 10 episodes, I was like, all right, something, I need a fight, I need a big battle, I need, I need something. It's like the political aspect of it is still real cool, and I still enjoy that part. And the storylines, it's like if it pays off, it's great. Like if the last episode is just like wow, but all the setup is just really like, all right, you ain't giving yourself no room for
like,
it's error.
It's like I get it, coming I get down. What y'all are going to. Now can y'all get there, please?
Yeah, I enjoy it though. I think this episode was again just more and more better setup. It did a lot of character growth for the Asian, because you see how even when he got back with his crew, they were he looked at them as kind of like the savages now. When it was just a complete 180 from
we'll get to that. So yeah, so you know, I had the whole funeral thing. We found out at 49 days to mourn a death. We get 3 weeks, right?
3 days.
2 weeks off. Oh, 3 days. Yeah, yeah, we get two.
Three days.
Like,
little bereavement.
49 days. Like that was, that's a pretty long ass time. But it
was
worked.
The biggest contribution he could have made to the war campaign.
I'm telling you, bro.
He dying.
So do you think that was planned?
I don't know.
It didn't look like it from how he died, slipping on the rock, right? I don't think that he went in there planning to die. However, maybe he was military astute enough to know if something does go wrong when I do this, my dad gets an additional 49
Nagakato?
Days. Yeah.
Nah.
He don't seem smart enough to do that. Mm-mm. But this is the episode I was like, man, Torunaga really is cutthroat. Like,
he well thought out.
Yeah.
I don't think they do a good job of showing it though.
Yeah.
Like, I had to look at the recaps and be like, oh, he had a plan. Like, he was putting these.
Well, we don't know if he had a plan, but which I'll ask y'all about, but they had the funeral thing. Some generals, we found out that they don't agree with this shit. So they wearing their armors in protest, which I thought was kind of risky because, you know, of the whole honor loyalty thing. There was a really interesting moment because, you know, Blackthorn is still kind of confused by everything that's going on. But we also have a scene where Bataro comes in and, you know, he wants to get back with Mariko. So he's like, I'm going to come through. I want to make you some tea. Come through. You know, we can chill. You know, see if we can, you know, rekindle the flame or whatnot. And, you know.
She told that man.
She agreed.
Oh, well, never mind. You ain't got to
it. Go ahead, yeah.
I was going to say, when they had the tea and they were talking, she hit him with one of the most disrespectful diss lines ever. She said, she said, I would rather live for another 1,000 years miserably than to do this and die with you. Bruh. Like, that was cutthroat. She's like, you don't even understand how much I hate you, bro. Like, I won't even die with you and end this all. I would rather live in misery than to die with you. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, did you feel bad for him in that moment? Did you feel bad for him?
No, but I didn't. I didn't know she... Well, I knew that she looked at him as less than, but I didn't realize that she looked at him as that, like, you know, nothing. So I didn't really feel bad for him. It made me wonder, though, like, maybe I missed it, wasn't paying attention as to how this marriage even came about. Like, what did they?
Yeah, it was an arranged marriage. Yeah. Her father before.
But how did his family, or since he's such a nobody, she told him, what were the words that she used? She said, you can't even aspire to be. Well, you couldn't even be or think about. You're so low down on the totem pole, you couldn't even dream about being on my level. Something like that, she said, which made me wonder how he even got in a position. And I know you said it was arranged, but how did his family even, if they were such a low-rung family, like how did they even get in a position to where she would be married into it?
Well, his father was like Toragana's like right-hand man.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's like, okay, my dad got some type of position, leeway here. But I think from where she should have been, I think she should have been one of the top women in all of Japan.
Yeah.
But now I'm just kind of married. It's like her daddy married out. You married out to a foot soldier. You could have married to a, I could have been a general's wife or somebody.
He cried.
When he cried.
That was
I did not feel bad for him.
I ain't feel bad for him.
Don't let a black woman hear that line, bro. We'll never.
Right. No, it was seeing him break, like, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
like
throughout the whole throughout this whole season, he's been like this very stoic person, and you know, see him get drunk and be angry, mm-hmm. but it's the first time you see him like go through like true sadness, and seeing him like literally when he started crying, it's like, oh, you're watching the man break. It's like, this is uncomfortable.
He crumbled.
Yeah, it's like he really, to this point, he really doesn't understand. It's like, you still don't get it. You still don't understand.
You know what, near my league, nigga.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I don't even know what made you thought you could talk to him. Yeah,
she was like,
hey,
you still feeling old boy? And she didn't even answer. So she was like, you don't want to know the truth.
It's funny that she look at him like that, but with have a crush on the Savage per se.
Yeah, Black Thorn. Because he looks at, he sees her, as they like to say nowadays. Ah, yeah. I see you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But yeah, so other part, you know, Father Martin comes back into the scene and he's meeting with Taranago and offends him or say something he don't like. He was like,
don't even talk in my language.
He
no more.
Said, you can't.
You speak English. you don't even deserve to talk with the swag.
I was like, yo, because at first I was confused. I was like, what the hell just happened? And then I rewound and I was like, oh, shit. He said, you can't even speak.
I don't even speak my tongue. I don't care if I can't understand. I don't want to understand you, nigga.
Yeah. That was some cold ass shit, bro. Man, I wish I had that damn power.
Man, that would be cold. All right, man, nigga, just speak another language, nigga.
You're only speaking lies.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that shit was cold. But, you know, there's also this whole meeting where they're really trying to figure out what's going on with Taranago. Like, bro, like, is this a ploy? Like, what's the deal? And was this the scene where he was like, the eyes, like, your eyes have defeat in them? Uh-huh. I ain't never seen this shit before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That was his homeboy that told him at the old dude.
Yeah, Hiramatsu.
Man, yeah.
But yeah. Taranago only blamed himself. Like, even when his generals like are wearing their armor in protest, because this whole time he just been manipulating and deceiving them this whole time. It's like, but we can't even believe you. Are you really surrendering? If you're not going to surrender, at least let us know, so that we can come back you. Like, we don't believe you really doing this, but like everything's just so. Like, how do you leave men who don't trust you, don't believe in you?
Here's what I want to know: what in the world made him think he was going to fight? Because Hiramatsu came out and told his son, he was like, oh yeah, we gotta fight.
I was confused there. I was like, that ain't what just because happened.
He told Father Martin to go back and tell them something, and he interpreted that as something else. I believed Hiramatsu, just like everybody else. We'll get to that scene, mm-hmm. you know, in a bit. But
okay, see, I thought something different. I thought him walking out of that scene, I'm like, why did he just lie like that?
I think, I don't know. I don't know, bro. I was confused.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he gave, you know, you weren't here last week, but last week we were talking about, like, he gave land to people.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. he did give old girl that land for her,
tea house.
Tea house.
Oh, okay.
But what I also missed and found out this episode, but he gave Father Martin land.
Right next to it.
Man, that shit, man. Did y'all think that shit was funny?
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Man, like, I mean, you know what?
And that's one of the worst haircuts I've ever seen on TV.
Oh my God. Every time I see it, like, he's stupid.
That is an insane haircut. Yeah.
If a sex worker house.
The church.
I had to edit. We in a new day, Spike. We in a new day. I can't say whole house anymore.
Ain't a whole house.
Can't say a whole house anymore. If a sex worker house, and they say they are artists, they're like spot perfect in their craft. Is next to, you know, a church. You know, if I'm the church, I'm not looking at that as a bad thing. No. I'm looking at it as a recruitment tool.
Yeah, you can say the hoes.
So I think that even more, I could be misremembering, I think even more like diabolical thing Taranago did was because when the main lady of the tea house, when she was saying like, no, I want a row of tea house, like a whole district, like this, the pleasure district right here. So to have the church right in the middle of the pleasure district, people just going to assume the church is just another whole house. Like, right? So I'm like, oh, he really,
He really fucked it.
Yeah, he really fucked it. I'm like, yeah, you can have a church here. Yeah. You have it right here in this specific plan, right in the middle of the rest of these prostitutes. And yeah, this is what I think of you and your religion.
Blackthorn reunited with his boys, but apparently they're not his boys anymore. Were you guys surprised by, one, the reaction that they had towards him, and two, him running to Yabushige to partner up with him?
I think his boy was making some strong points.
Yeah.
Like, look at you. Like, we in the slums over here. We've been struggling. You fresh. You got your little skirt on and shit, man. Like, what's up? Did you do this the whole time? Because I like the point that he made as to the pilot was the only one that really knew how to do the ship, and you kept leading us in the bullshit when you could have turned around. And now look at us, and now look at you. Like, so it made it look like this may have been your plan all along to get here and get up under these people. I thought he made a great point. He
came up.
I was surprised he was still alive. Yeah. This whole time I thought he'd been got put to death. Mm-hmm. So seeing that they were still alive and, you know, but yeah, like you were saying, he made a lot of good points. Like, I think it starts like, yes, 5 ships, 100 men on each ship, and all this. Like, what are even 5 ships? Like, and it's they only been here for a couple months, apparently. Yeah. So it's like, all right, you don't even remember setting out. I would assume they were all set sail from the same spot. Please. So, like, was all this just your delusions? Like, you can't even trust in yourself, which makes me think back to the first episode when the captain was saying, like, this is lost.
What
have you been doing here?
Like,
this is. Know when to cut your losses, know this, know that. And the captain was to that point, but the pilot, he never gave up. Mm-hmm. And seeing like the rest of his crewmate, even though they made it to Japan, they was like, nah, man, it's why we not leaving, we can't leave. Why you? Was this all just your big ploy
to get over here
and make a name for yourself? You trying to put your name in history books? So, yeah.
Yeah, I think this also reminded me that the pilot really wasn't shit.
Yeah,
he became shit when the captain died. I don't know why I just looked at him as the captain, but he really wasn't. He just became the default boss.
Yeah,
you just driving, bro. Yeah. We just need you to get us there. So that was interesting that, you know, over the last couple of months, like, he got reduced to that role, and they kind of over time just lost respect for him. Start questioning. It was like, wait a minute. You were doing this shit for yourself. You know, they don't want to take baths. But they've been drinking all the damn sake. I don't know where they get the money from it, but I guess Toranaga paying for it. Let's guess.
As far as him teaming up with your boy, I think we saw that come. I think that was pretty obvious that was going to happen.
Yeah. I think the notable thing out of this is what he said to Mariko. And, you know, Yabushige, being smart, kept reaffirming his loyalty to Toranaga. And Blackthorn was like, I don't get it. Like, y'all are about to die. Do you not understand what's going on? Like, why are you committed to that? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Mariko basically was like, bro, you just don't understand. Like, this is how we get down. And he was like, well, does loyalty make sense when it turns into suicide? That was a very pivotal line that played out towards the end. But when he said it, and then she was like, you really want me to say that? Are you talking to me or who you talking to?
Because like, I show you.
I've been trying to commit suicide every year.
I've been trying to kill myself since I married.
Let me.
Yeah. So I thought he was just like trying to save her. And just, of course, he was still upset. So it wasn't until this morning I was like, oh shit, that line had a double meaning. Mm-hmm. Ochiba's Lady Dioin died, suffered a stroke. And she actually asked her to release the hostages and start playing games. Shout out to A-Ball MJG. But y'all think she's gonna honor what she said and release the hostages, or it's too late for that? She's gonna go full ahead with her plan.
I think she's gone too far now. Like, I'm not stopping this for nobody. Fire and brimstone to them all. You know, until she has Toranaga's head in her hands, I don't think she's gonna let any. She's gonna hold all of Edo with an iron grip.
Yeah, you know, there was I forgot who had the conversation with him, but they were basically saying that, like, she don't really hate you like that.
Yeah, yeah. Ain't really y'all ain't got no beef.
Yeah. So you need to try to see if you can get with her.
Get in there, yeah.
To kind of end all this shit, because that is the source of a Cheeto's power. You take her away from this, he don't have anything. He's powerless, and then you rise above the ranks. But he was still like,
Yeah, he was still too lackadaisical about that. I do think that, as Ashton said, she's too far along in her plan. Like, she she want to do it. That little old lady said, that wasn't swaying nothing. I don't think.
I think this episode kind of only reaffirmed my point that the women really run everything here, and that everyone's being manipulated to some extent by women. And I think Torinaga is the only one who really knows and understands that. It's like, all right, these women are using all y'all, so I'm going to try and use them and influence them the best way I can.
That makes sense.
But yeah, like, the men think they're in control, but really, they're only going to do what your wife tell you to do, or the woman you're pursuing really tell you to do. You know? And it's just... Yeah, because even this whole shit started because his son fooling up with...
Kiku.
Fooling around. I was like, put the idea in the head, like, yo, you could be more than this. You need to make a move. You need to make a plan.
It's up to you.
Yeah, you need to stake your claim. All right, cool. And all this shit happened just because... intended it.
Yeah. Because I think even Kiku had to tell Ami, because Ami was like, why the hell is she crying like that? This shit, I don't see shit. I see land, bro. Like, what is she looking at? She was like, shit, you just don't got vision, bro. If you can't see it, then you just lack that. But this was the scene, though. And I don't know if this kind of hit for folks or whatnot. You know, but Hiramatsu, they have this standoff because Torinaga comes in and he basically got this clipboard and he was like, I need all y'all.
Sign y'all name.
Yep. Sign your name.
Y'all down with me.
Yep. Sign your name and cross your heart. Sign your name, cross your heart. Terrence Trent D'Arby. Shout out to him. And people were signing it, and then some other... Honestly, when they started to say, Nah, bro. I was like, oh, shit. Like, I think they all gonna die. So, were you guys surprised by how the generals and some of them people were pushing back on Torinaga before we get to Hiramatsu?
I wasn't, because they showed the tension building up to it. They let us know he hadn't been in the room. They let us know, oh, you think he got a plan, and then they kind of coming to find out that he doesn't. And in this moment, they fed, like, the build up to them being fed up and being like, nah, fuck that. We not doing this. Like, we not. So I really like the steps that they took to get there, and it just went out of the blue.
But what could they have done?
Right. So
maybe they could have killed him.
Right. I thought it was very ironic how the first person to sign was the one nigga, really know who've been trying to go against this nigga all this.
Yabushuga.
Yeah. He was the first one to sign his name, saying, yeah, I'm pledging my loyalty to you. But throughout the whole series, he the one that's been like trying to double back and play defense, play both sides. And then his nephew was like, man, I don't know. Fuck. He signed his name, and everyone else who've been solid the whole time was like, nah, man, you doing too much. I think Yabushuga, the only one who truly understands Torinaga, understands, like, even when Blackthorn first came to him, was trying to get us, like, man, he ain't gonna surrender. Like, yeah, he thought, I know it's looking crazy. I know
he's my man's. I know him.
Yeah, man. I know him. Like, I don't know, dog. He's so. But seeing everyone else finally, like, nah, we need to fight. We need to do this. It's like, oh, I guess they look at it as better as a fight and die.
Right.
Then it's just a roll then over.
Just die.
Right.
So, I guess, honor.
But he's looking at it, and I want to make sure I understand this right. He's looking at it, he's going to save his people if he does this right. Okay.
Yep, that's his whole thing is, I and you all.
A select few are going to put our heads on the line so our people ain't got to fight.
Yep, we need to save Japan. That was his whole thing. And they were like, nah, bro.
Fuck that.
And in all honesty, Hiramatsu saved them. Because Torinaga really wasn't with the bullshit. And we really found out how much he wasn't with the bullshit when Hiramatsu basically put himself on the line. He was like, y'all be quiet. I got this. And he stepped in and he was like, I'm your boy. And Torinaga was like, hey, man, wait, hold on. know your place now. And it was like, all right, fine. If you serious about this shit, then I'm going to commit seppuku. Did I say that right? Seppuku?
Seppuku.
Seppuku. Fuck it. But yeah. Did you guys think you were bluffing? And did you guys think that Toronago would eventually call it off? Were you surprised that he let his boy take himself out?
His boy looked serious. He looked like a serious little dude, man. Like he been standing on business the whole time, pretty much.
Yeah.
I thought that when he said that, I was like, oh, he gonna do it.
Mm.
Yeah,
we seen. I kept waiting for Toronago to like step in. Like, all right, my nigga, damn. Like,
all right, bro, I got you, but nah,
he just gonna do it. Yeah, he just sat there and was like, huh? You know, heavy as the head. It was like, you really like, no, this is my decision to make. I can't go back on it. I'm going to show y'all if I'm right. If y'all right, y'all got to be down with me. If I'm wrong, y'all got to be down with me.
Mm-hmm.
Get down and lay down. He's like, oh, this is where we at. So that was, it was hard watching it. Like, I kept turning my head like, dang, you really going through this. You really about to let this mm-hmm. man die.
Your man's
that who been riding with you for everything. Over what? Over what? Just because you can't be truthful? Yeah. That's the whole point. It's like, why do you feel the need to deceive all these people? Why?
I thought that whole scene was great because mm-hmm. I think I was on the edge, like, what is he going to do? Is this for real? And just seeing Toronago's face mm-hmm. after it happened, then he made his son, you know, second him, I guess, just so they don't have to be in pain. Because his son was like, yo, I'm like, if you go, I'm out.
That was even more work because he just had his heart broken by his mm-hmm. wife. And now his dad asking him to kill him. Like, dog, well, how much pain will one man go through? He's like, all right, after I do this, can I join you? Can I die too? No, you have to endure. Which I did think was poignant because now his dad put him in the same situation his wife's in. So I think in that moment, for the first time, he understood
where she coming from.
His wife, because she told him, you don't. After all this time, you still don't understand. You understand nothing. And then at that very point, yeah, you have to kill your father. You have to, and now you have to live with all of this pain. And your father tasked you with enduring. And I think at that point in time was the first time he's like, oh,
he got what she said.
I mean, I understand.
That's good, right? Mm.
So yeah, it's like a lot of little subtle things they doing in the show. So all that's good. It's just I need the action.
Yeah, no, it was intense. Like seeing his face, not trying to cry, and mm-hmm. just it was like a staring contest. Yeah, it's like a staring contest between the two. And I know that really messed him up. But the episode ends with basically him saying that you guys are not gonna, you know, your lives won't be given in vain. And I think that's when you have what Mariko said, or what Mariko said. What Blackthorn said to her is like, suicide is worthless. This loyalty is worthless if it becomes suicidal.
Mm-hmm.
When in actuality, in this particular situation, it isn't, because it showed that everybody believes Toronago is surrendering now. And he had to sacrifice his best friend, his homie, in order to sell this plan. Mm. Which forced Yabushige and Blackthorn to be like, all right, because Yabushige like, fuck it, nah, bro,
I'm good.
I'm out of here. Y'all ain't gonna, I ain't about to die with some dumb shit. And he was the first one to sign the paper, right?
Right.
Which Toronago knew that. It made it seem like this was all part of the plan. Do you guys think that was the case? That him and Haramatsu planned this, or Haramatsu kind of forced his hand into doing this along with the death of his son? Which gave him 49 extra days, gave him time.
It seemed like they planned this, man. It seemed like they, it didn't seem like no like strike of luck that these things just happened to happen for them. It seemed like they're wanting us to think that he's that masterful at thinking and looking ahead and seeing the chessboard all the way through, that he knew that this was the only way out.
Right. I just don't know what the plan is.
Crimson Sky. It's happening next week.
That's the name of the episode.
That's the name of the episode. It's happening. But I don't know. See, and that's the thing. I don't know if we'll get answers. The podcast wasn't clear.
Crimson Sky, but like, what's the point of you being a leader if no one trusts you and no one can believe in you or or any of those things. Unless he really believes, like, I don't care about myself. Unless that's the one part he's actually truthful about. Mm. I don't care about myself or my clan. I just care about Japan being okay. And I know with that crazy woman in power, is she going to lead us all to ruin and doom?
Because she accepted his wedding. She accepted his proposal.
Yeah, or y'all going to let these Catholics come in here and run and ruin Japan, and we need to get them out of here. So whatever I got to do to get them out, I'm going to do. So unless that's the one thing he's not lying or being deceitful about. But it was cool. Like when he finally went and visited his son's grave, like that he didn't even show up to his son's original funeral or nothing time, but he finally came down and said, all right, you gave me time. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
And that's also the one time he ever like actually acknowledged his son for doing something good, which made me think like, did you send your son on a dummy mission to like go and try and kill your brother?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, did you just know that, cause what he said about the Falcon, like they can be trained. All men are like falcons.
When they was out in the field,
you can train. They either gonna train or you can predict what they gonna do. He said something to that extent. Mm-hmm. But did he know? Like I know you. I know when we get pushed back, you gonna do something stupid again.
And that's gonna
result either you gonna kill him and that's gonna help us out, or he gonna kill you. And by customary, we gonna get this extra time. Yeah. Either way, I'm gonna get more time to figure out what I'm gonna do.
True.
So maybe, but this is a lot of
everything had to go right.
Yeah,
like for every part of the plan, like it had to happen exactly like he seen the chessboard. That's the thing about it.
Yeah, here's the issue I have as we close out, because this whole for seven episodes at least six, I know that they've been saying like, nah, this guy, he's slick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's always a step ahead, et cetera, et cetera. And we were very much like his people. Like, he got a plan. Oh, shit, he really ain't got a plan. Like, this ain't the guy. So you've been selling us that this is the guy. Then you take that away. And then at the end, you try to reveal that he's the guy. But do we need to know if this was part of the plan in order to be sold on him being the guy? Because that's what I was waiting on. But if this just happened to bounce your way,
yeah, it was luck.
You know, if this is the Kawhi shot
against
Philly and the ball just bounced a couple of times and you go in and you're immortalized because of this shot, because you go,
how great are you really?
Yeah, like, are you really that guy that everybody been saying that you are? So we'll see, man. But if he planned this whole thing out, if he manipulated his son and him and Hiramatsu, they revealed in the next episode, had a conversation about this sacrifice, because that's what he told Mariko. He was like, Hiramatsu, he knew his duty well. He knew what he was doing, and he knew he was going to have to do this. Then that may, you know,
add to the lore.
Add to him. Right, but if not, then I'm like, all right, bro, you just got lucky.
You got lucky.
Bro. Yeah, now, lucky, bro. But the last word he says to Mariko, are you ready to play your role? And I was like, well, what's her role? What's she going to do? Yeah. But she's friends
with the chick, right? So that
they grew up together. Yeah,
I don't know.
He might send her in there to talk to her.
But I know Blackthorn and Yabashuga were looking crazy when she pulled up on that boat.
Yeah. Like, with a letter from her, like, all right, y'all finally did the thing. Mm-hmm. Y'all could have did this 2 weeks ago. Maybe we ain't had to do this.
Cool, right.
But here we go.
Or that they weren't smart enough to fool Taranago. And it was just like, yeah, come on, man. I knew what y'all was going to do.
Knew what y'all was going to
do. Yeah.
Y'all was just waiting.
He did know that, yeah.
Yeah, so. Anyway, that was it. Episode 8. We have two more left. So I think Crimson Side could be pivotal for a lot of people watching the show. Mm-hmm. If it's definitely super action-packed and intense. I think you may have a kind of very much Game of Thrones, which is a super action-packed episode, then kind of a pullback to set everything up for season 2. But we'll see where it goes from there. So. We appreciate you guys, man, and we'll be back next week.
Peace.